We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the first game of a three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. It's the first and only trip this season to NYSEG Stadium for the Flying Squirrels. We're now joined on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by a guy who won't pitch here this week. He pitched yesterday against the Trenton Thunder. Caleb Barriger joins us. Caleb, your start yesterday, 5 1/3 innings. You gave up 3 runs, 2 earned. How did you feel about your start?
I thought it was pretty solid. It's tough to give up the home run that I gave up, 3-2 pitch, just kind of babied a fastball in there and got hit. I just need to trust my stuff a little bit better. But it was a good team win. You know, I kept us in the ballgame. That's really what matters at the end of the day. We had some big hits, Gio with a big home run, and Hayward with that clutch RBI to put us ahead to win the game.
You say you need to trust your stuff more. How do you build that trust?
You just throw it. You know it's there every day, and some days you might not feel the best, and you just kind of got to grind through it. Like they say, a 30-year start, you're going to feel great. A 30-year start, you're going to feel terrible. And then, like, where you make your money is that, like, third, where you just got to kind of grind through. It's going to be, like, a hit or miss day. It can go one way or the other.
So which one was yesterday?
I think yesterday was the middle one. You know, just I had some stuff, but I felt like my fastball wasn't as good as it normally is. But I was able to, like, find my off-speed pitches, which was really key. I had out of my 8 strikeouts, I had two of them on each pitch out of the 4 that I have. So it was kind of nice to see that I could use everything yesterday to help me through that game.
I want to get to the strikeouts in a second, but before that, I want to talk about the home run a little bit, specifically right after the home run. After you give up a home run, that first pitch to the next guy, what are you thinking?
Normally I'm pretty mad, so I just throw as hard as I can, and that's kind of how that goes. but I don't know, you know. I don't know. I don't like giving up home runs. Nobody does, but it's part of the game. So just kind of got to refocus, lock back in, and get the next guy out. Don't let it compound.
After that first pitch following the home run, is that when the emotions kind of settle down a little bit? You lock back in, and it's just everything as usual?
Yeah, pretty much. Just try to have the shortest memory if possible. You know, like I said, they're part of the game. They happen. And it's just kind of what you can do after it is what's more important. Just can't change the fact that it already happened.
Caleb Barriger joining us in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 7:05 tonight between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Let's talk about those strikeouts now. 8 of them yesterday. That's a season high. You mentioned the mix of pitches you were especially happy with. Which one was best?
I don't know. I mean, all strikeouts are good, you know. I threw a really good slider. I don't remember what inning it was, to a lefty. I don't remember which hitter it was either, but I remember throwing it and being, that's probably the best slider I've thrown all year. Got a good swing and miss on that one. And then I think the last strikeout I had was pretty good too, just the big curveball that froze the hitter. Just dropped it in for a strike. It was good to see that my feel was still there later in the game, especially when it's so hot and humid and just a little extra sweaty on those days. You know, I went to the rosin bag a couple times just because my hands were so wet. My hat was drenched. So it's nice to know, like, even on the days where it's hot and humid, your stuff can still play.
How's that slider coming along?
We're getting there. I'm still learning, you know. I threw 4 yesterday, and I threw all 4 with, like, a little bit different variation of the same grip, so I'm still not 100% comfortable, and that's something that, like, I need to not do, but in the heat of the moment, I'm just like, oh, this feels good right now. I'm going to rip it that way, and I don't know. We're working on it. You know, it's taken longer than I would like, but the fact that I can still throw it in the game and have success is huge.
When you're working on a pitch like that, how do you decide what moment you're going to use it in the game? Those 4 instances, how do you know when they come?
Normally when the catcher puts down a 3.
that probably makes sense. Usually trust your catchers.
Yeah, I try not to think too much. Before the game, I'll go over, like, the hitters with the catchers, and we'll go over, like, what they hit well and then what, like, I can get them out with 2 strikes. So I think it was a leadoff hitter, the lefty. We figured his swing was kind of more like that inside pull lefty slot swing, so the slider was going to be really good for him.
Chatting here with Caleb Barriger on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Now let's talk about the consistency. One of the things you said you were happy with about the start yesterday is you gave the team a chance to win. That's something that you've done every time you've taken the mound for the Flying Squirrels this season. 8 starts for you every time you've got at least 5 innings and allowed 3 or fewer earned runs. What does that mean to you?
I think it's just a part of my goal this season. Like, I didn't really focus on my stats as much at the beginning of the year as much as I wanted to focus on, like, just being consistent every single day. Like, in the past, it's been, I've had good numbers, and then I've had one or two outings where I give up those, like, 10 runs in three innings that just murders, like, my ERA. So, for me, it was more of, like, not to try to have a good ERA. It was just to try to have the same consistency out of myself every day. And, like, on those days I don't have my stuff, to really focus in and try to, like, do as well as I can with the minimal stuff that I have that day.
Is there something about your routine between starts that helps you maintain that consistency?
I don't know, maybe. I just try to do the same thing, like, every week. Like, obviously, when we're on the road, it's a little bit harder, and, like, the day after I pitch, I like to get a lift in. Like, today, I don't think I'll be able to just because we're on the road, so I'll get a lift in tomorrow morning, but I just kind of like to have the same set routine, like, lift day after, and then bullpen on day two with an upper body lift after that. Day three is, like, a long toss day. Day four is just kind of feel my pitches, try and make sure everything's close enough to where if I get to the game tomorrow, I can find it. But for me, it's just kind of been not putting too much pressure on myself and just trying to be the same guy every day and have fun at the end of the day because it's still a game.
All right, Caleb, thanks very much. We're having fun watching you and looking forward to seeing you out there next time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jake.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Binghamton at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.